Women will, I'll say to the dietitian, like, you know, there, I'll say about what I'm eating and everything. And I said, I haven't lost any weight. And she said, she goes through everything what I've eaten. And I'll sort of say, I'm very careful what I eat and I always remember what I eat. And she sort of thinks that I have to write everything down, but I don't. Because I remember it. I think it's because you're blind, you get some sort of sense. I don't know what it is, but it's some sort of sense anyway that you get. That you remember what you're eating, you know.
Have you ever been completely out with a hypo?
No, I've never been completely out, you know. I've just got it. They're funny things. The ones that they're quite frightening, the ones I've had in the night. Because when you have them in the day, you feel a bit wobbly legged and everything, and you think, oh, I must get something fairly quick, you know, and there's always something there on tap wherever you are, you know. That, and I always carry things with me. I'll either carry a little box of biscuits or the dextrose tablets or something. I never leave the house without them. Without, I suppose they're sort of like a child and his dummy, really, you know, that you just have to keep them with you. But the ones in the night when you wake up in a terrible sweat. And I mean, it could be winter and you could be sweating like anything, and you get so wobbly legged, you don't really. It's like coming out of a trance or a drug sort of thing that you just don't know where you are or what you're doing. You don't even want to wake up, really, but something triggers you to wake up. I suppose it's like somebody sort of pushing you to wake up and try and open your eyes. And you just have to do that just so you can get the sweet or whatever, the dextrose by the side of you and put it in your mouth and you're all right again. Well, I say all right, you're not for a while. It takes a while for the sugar level to come back up. But within about half an hour, 3/4 of an hour, you can sort of go back to sleep and you feel all right safely to put that down your head again, you know. But they can be a bit sort of stressful, really.
And when did you first start losing your sight?
About 3, 4 years after I was diagnosed diabetic, I became, well, I wasn't really aware of it at the time. I went to to have my general sort of check up at the opticians then it was, and he sort of looked at them and sort of said, "Oh, your eyes have deteriorated a lot." And I suppose I'd noticed, but I suppose not to that extent. I kept putting it off. I thought, well, it must be the glasses or something. Anyway, he did the glasses, but they weren't no good at all. And so then I was referred.